when he feels it is the right time, what he does is he gets a hold of our will and he makes us willing in the day of his power. He doesn't go against our will, but he takes our will and he makes us willing in the day of his power. Just like that, it falls upon them. The Holy Spirit hit them just like that. People will say to me, how can you visit with these people and in an hour they're giving their life to the Lord? It's a process. Where's the process here? I visit with them for 40 minutes. He visits with them for 1 minute. 1 minute, you can read these 10 verses and boom, it hit them. 1 minute, the power of God drops upon these people. We are in Galatians chapter 2, Galatians chapter 2, and the real matter that's going on here is there's this region of churches in Galatia where Paul would be speaking, and then after he would leave, these other Judaizers, they are called, would come in, and the Judaizers would start teaching the people that they had to be circumcised. But they were tricking them because it wouldn't stop with circumcision. They wanted to bring them all under the 613 commandments of the law of Moses. And Paul had great controversy with them. And in this book, he takes them on. And so Paul is fighting back in this book. And just to give you Paul's perspective, I just want to open by reading a portion out of Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, we're going to read verses 4 through 10. Ephesians 2, 4 through 10. But God, being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace